Hi, before we get started or I start answering some questions, I just want to acknowledge I got some sad news today that Mr. Benson has passed away, and I just want to send my condolences and my prayers out to the Benson family. I just want to get that out the way first. So,
thank you. With the Saints, you played a lot of positions, and it looks like that's kind of what they're looking for here, people that can, in a pinch, play lots of spots. What's your philosophy about that, about being able to learn more than one position?
I think it's important to your game, you know, if you're trying to add tools to your game, because then not only you know one spot, you know two or three or four other spots. And that kind of makes the playbook, I feel like, more easier to kind of grasp, because you know what's going on the backside and you know what's going on the front side. So,
what do you feel like is your best spot? Do you think you feel like a natural guard, or?
My spot is wherever they need me to be. So I'm going to compete at wherever spot they put me at, and we're going to take it from there.
Get a little bit of pass-catching experience, too, we've seen?
Yeah, you know, maybe a little play action. But yeah.
When you talk about your relationship with Tom, did you, by any chance before signing here, have any interactions with Bob McNair? And if so, how did those conversations go?
No, I mean, we talked to, the staff yesterday, and, I feel like this team is a up-and-rising team. They just had, a few injuries at key spots and kind of just derailed their season. But, I really want to come here and contribute and turn this team around and bring it back to a championship-caliber team.
Like the other three guys that have come in here with you today, you've all come from playoff teams to join a team that won four games last year, obviously has had success in the past. Where's the confidence that this team will get back there quickly that you're joining?
And everybody goes through adversity. So, I feel like me coming here, I feel like, I'm a great leader. I mean, I'm not real vocal, but I'm gonna lead by example. And then hopefully, everybody follows suit. And then also too, I feel like, as an O-line, we're going to set a standard here. We're going to be able to run the ball when we want to run the ball, and we're going to be able to pass protect and protect Deshaun Watson.
Do you think there's something good about coming here with other offensive linemen at the same time, learning together, becoming that part of the needed unit together?
Yeah, I mean, we all talked about it. We're all, we have versatility. We can, you can shift and change us wherever, and I feel confident in that room because, the sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Do you feel that applies a lot because of who the quarterback is you're now going to be blocking for?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely, it's a lot different coming from, New Orleans, from, a future Hall of Famer, Drew Brees, standing back there, which, he's a pocket passer. And then coming here, in that, you have a young quarterback that's up and coming, and he's going to be a star himself. And, I'm just excited to be here.
How does he make your job easier?
I mean, he can make old linemen look good by just making our guys, if we miss a block, he can just roll out and probably gain 20, 30 yards and make that look easy. So, I'm happy to be here.
A couple of the writers over there said Mickey Loomis tried to talk you into staying. What kind of effort did they do? And they said they're going to have three guys to replace you because of your versatility across the offensive line. That make you feel good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, whenever you have, your team that you're with really pushing to keep you, that makes you kind of feel, grateful, because then, they really want you a part of their plans. But I just couldn't pass up the opportunity coming here and possibly, playing or being a starter. So.